You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you, and you can run and tell that.
Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long-distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because...
Hey guys, welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Kiera.
And I'm Casey.
And I'm Meredith.
And we have another exciting episode today for you guys. So buckle up, get ready. But before we begin, I just have kind of a funny debate that I've been like, I talked to my small group girls about it tonight and it gave them anxiety, but I wanted to know which side of the fence you guys are on. I know, starting off strong. So something that I simply could not be bothered by for the last like 3 weeks was getting my tire fixed, which I know is essential. Okay. But listen to this. So I must have hit a nail or something, and it was flat when I like got to my house. Like I was able to get to my house fine, and then it was flat. And then the next day I called like my progressive guy to come and fix my tire because I simply was like, I don't want to do this in the rain. Anyway, so I've been driving on my spare tire for like probably 3 weeks, and it's bad. I know.
Kiera.
I know, it's bad, and that's what everyone was saying. I know, though, that you're only supposed to go under whatever, so I haven't been going over 50 on it. So if I'm on the highway, I'm putting on my flashers, and I'm just like,
okay,
that person. But like, I didn't have the time to like go to the you know, the tire place.
But you had time to go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
You had the time to go to Nashville. You had the time to travel the country, but you didn't have time to drive down the street to the tire store.
I could be bothered. Yeah. I know it's bad. I couldn't be bothered.
So I ended up coming back from
where was that? Miami. And then it was like the day after, I think, it was Saturday. I didn't have anything planned, and I was like, this is my day. I'm gonna do it, or else I'm probably never gonna get it done. And so I did it, and it was fine. So now I'm like out like $200-$300, and it's whatever. I was like, you know, I have to do it.
Yeah,
I have to be a big girl. And I also was like, just throw in an oil change, throw in all of these things that I know I need to get done anyway. So
that you haven't gotten done in 2 years, probably.
I mean,
let's be honest,
not 2 years, but a long time. Like 10 years.
I remember in college, your brakes were going out in your car.
Oh yeah.
And
easy. Yeah.
And I was like, Kiera, you have to get them. You have to get this fixed. And you're like, well, it's like not a problem yet. And I was like, that's like saying like, you're not going to get your appendix taken out until it bursts. Like
it's bad.
You're going to die.
No,
you need to be preventative. It's bad.
That's the thing, is I am not like, I need to have the mindset of a preventative person, but I have the like, we'll fix it when we get there. And I know that's bad. Like, I know, mom, I know you listen to this. I know it's bad.
Driving on your spare tire for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
That's insane.
I know. And the thing was like, okay, flashers go on. I'm going under a certain, you know, like speed limit. Normally it takes me like 12 minutes to get to work, but it took me like 27, and I was like, this is the worst. Oh. So I had to leave at 8 o'clock instead of like 8:20, like every day. Well, granted, for the month of March, I was only home. Like I went to work probably like 3 days. Like it was just like very sparse.
In the month of March.
Well, that's probably an exaggeration, but it was so small that that's why I was like, I don't feel like I need to deal with this because
it's not a inconvenience.
It's not a must have. Anyway, like, are you the kind
it
of people?
Is,
I know. So you would get it done like what, day one?
Yeah. I also love maintenance. I love doing maintenance on my car. Like I love taking it to the car wash, getting it washed, vacuuming it. I love getting a fresh oil change. All the lights on my dash are off. Like I kind of love having a well-oiled machine of a car.
I swear this is what happened. I was at like this rose garden drinking wine with some friends, and I remember like my tire or my light came on when I was like 10 minutes from home. And I'm like, okay, like in the morning, I'll fill it up with air. That's literally what I was like.
Because in the morning, it's like, going to be flat.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That was my mistake because it was also like 10:30 at night. And I was like, oh, I'll do it in the morning. The morning came and I think things with cars, I mean, dad, if you're listening, I don't know if you problems. Know, like my car is literally fine, but I just run out of gas. I did get it fixed though. All this to say, we're driving on a new, brand new tire. So that thing better not go out on me or else I'm going to be pissed.
All right. So we have an email from my cousin, Juliana.
Hi, Juliana.
Her subject is dating advice, which is intriguing.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Okay. She starts off, hey, ladies. 2 exclamation marks.
Hey.
I like the enthusiasm. Ew.
Yes.
First of all, love the pod. I love listening at random times, especially if I'm just at home with downtime. Whenever I read that, I'm picturing her sitting in a chair, listening and staring at nothing.
Why, like, I don't know that. Why that's the image in my head.
Can she confirm?
I would love to know, Juliana. Confirm that. Because, you know, people are usually listening to stuff like this, like while they're doing other things. But anyways, she says, yeah. Fun fact, Meredith is my cousin and I love her. Love, there's three loves. I love you back.
Yeah, that is cute.
Love times three.
Casey and Key, I don't know super well personally, but I remember you guys from Meredith's wedding and y'all could really dance and party and I loved it. Guys,
that's right.
That wedding.
Right. I love that, actually.
I'm not going to lie. That wedding went hard.
That was a fun wedding.
It was fun. We know how to throw a party.
We dance our little hearts out. I mean, my favorite memory is just like, I mean, really the whole thing, but the dance floor and then just talking to your dad. Just having
just
a heart
talking to
heart.
My dad.
Oh my God.
It was so sweet. Sorry, Keith, if you're out there.
Sorry.
Love ya.
We just want to say sorry.
Me and Case and Keith just kicking it
we
back.
Just, we want to say we're sorry.
For what? Explain.
I think he loves us for it.
No, just sorry.
Just sorry.
Okay. I'm going to keep
that
going.
That is a funny memory. Okay.
Okay. Not sure if you guys have covered this already, but is it okay for the girl to make the first move when they like someone? And also, is it okay after the first date if you're not sure how you feel about them? I've only ever dated one person and it didn't end well. Just trying to get a better feel for my next relationship. Thanks, ladies.
Oh, okay. Aww, well, A, sweet. Thanks for asking us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we know what the heck we're doing.
Yeah, right? I mean.
I'm crying.
We're like in successful relationships now.
Yeah.
Married, dating.
Dating successfully.
Okay, so if the women can pursue. I do think that the woman can make the first move.
Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
I think that you can put the ball in your court. If you think someone's cute and you want to go up and ask them out or just tell them like, hey, like I really think you're cute. I just want you to know that. Whatever it is that you're going for, if it's just like a quick connection or if it's like a date. However, I'm kind of lean on the fence, and this might just be more of a traditional view, and people might come for me. It's fine. Like, after that, though, I think he should be the one to, like, pursue. We do throw that word a lot, but out that word a lot, but I do think it's true. Like, I think
pursue
that he
your
should
heart.
Pursue you. Yeah, pursue your heart.
Your heart.
But I think he should be the one to, like, chase in a way. Yeah. I just think naturally as women, we want to be chased. So I think we can do the initial connection or the what did she say like how
just
did
like,
she
can
phrase
you make
it?
The first move
make the first move yes
I
beyond
yeah,
that I totally. Think the guy should take the reins personally.
So I totally think that guys like think that they know what women want, but they have absolutely no clue.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important that when we as women can give them like a little nod, like, yeah, I am interested in you. You are not like thinking too far into this, kind of helps them, you know, have that sense of confidence, like, okay, let me do this now.
Totally.
And so it kind of helps them almost go in that direction. But like the expression, like if he wanted to, he would, like, it just is super true.
Yeah.
Like Bryce is not a very bold guy, but he said with me, he knew like he just had to be bold and had to just like make it happen if he wanted me. And he's 100% true.
Yeah.
And correct.
Yeah.
If he would have just like sat by and like waited for me to do stuff, I would have been like, ew, either you like me or not. Cause like, the, like be into me or don't be into me because I got stuff to do.
Yeah. 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 I think, I mean, like, I was the one that walked up to Noah at the bar first. Like, I saw him and walked up to him and made the first
move.
Yeah,
that's true.
But then he's the one that, like, reached out after that. Yeah, like, exactly. He got my number.
That's, like, and perfect world.
Exactly. Yeah. And but it also depends on what kind of guy you want. Like, I want someone who, I want someone who pursues me. I want someone who seeks me out and, like, wants to win me. But if you're, trying to figure out how to say it. If you're okay with being the pursuer, that's great too.
Yeah.
But it kind of, it just depends on what kind of guy you want. Like, do you want to be pursued? Then if they're not pursuing you, even if they do like you and they're shy, if that's not the personality type you want, then that's not the guy that you want to date, you know? Does that make sense? I say that okay?
You did. Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
No. I think that totally makes sense. I think I want to touch on one point that Kay said too, of like, sometimes guys are stupid, like, truthfully, like, they just
are, like, more than they're not.
They're just, like, way more oblivious than we think that they are. So sometimes they do need that, like, hey, no, I am into
make
you.
Make it known that
and then they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so, okay, great. Then did you want to go out? And you can be like, yeah,
right.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm just, I've been waiting for you to say something.
Exactly. Yeah. But if I think sometimes, like, initiating that conversation, I say do it.
Yes, totally. Yeah. But if it's a matter of like, you make yourself known and they still don't pursue, that's probably a sign that they maybe aren't.
Yeah. Dip.
Yeah.
Time to dip.
They don't, they maybe aren't into it. You know, you don't have to make
find
it
someone
known
that is
a couple times, you know?
I agree.
What was her second question? And also, is it okay after the first date if you're not sure how you feel about
them?
Yes,
totally. Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not.
I mean, those stories you hear of people falling in love at first sight, or like, I'm sure it's happened, but like, honestly, you don't know if you're into somebody in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the same. You can be like, wow, we really connected, but that's different than like, yeah, you're my person.
Yeah, it's the same opposite too. Like, maybe you're really, really into them after the first date, and then you go on a second date and they say something or mention something that's like a total red flag or a total turn off, and it's like, actually, no. It could go the other way too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
absolutely.
You're not into it at first, and then that could also, I mean, like, he knows this too, but like, that was also me and Noah. Like, I wasn't super into it at first. Like, he kind of sought me out and chased me down, and it was kind of like all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, I really like this guy, you know, but it took a little bit of time for me to feel that way.
Well, and you guys know how I felt about Bryce. Yeah. Absolutely not my type in any sort of way. And
yeah, true.
But he just,
these are good testimonies of this whole thing
around. Yes. He just kept being around, and he kept making himself available and just putting himself in a position, not like awkward or like weird, but just like asking me questions and just like genuinely trying to get to know me as a person. And that's the other thing. If they try to get to know you still in like the pursuit of just getting to know who you are as a human, then even if you didn't completely connect or like figure it out the first day and you're like, eh, but the next time they're still trying to get to know you, that is so much more attractive than a guy who's just like, wow, you're just so hot. Like, wow. Like, I just stare at you all day. Like, that's no. I don't
know. Casey, you'd make a really good tool bag.
I think maybe I should be a tool bag.
You should. There's still time.
Maybe I'm just gonna like go like I'm like after this I'm just like go hang out with Bryce and I'm just gonna be an absolute tool bag and like I'll let you know how
you're
it goes.
So hot.
Like, you're so hot, babe.
And he's gonna be like, my god,
what are you saying? Who to are me you right now?
That's funny. Yeah. Anyway. That being said, I mean, like, if
questions.
Like, 3 months go by, or like if time goes by and you're like, I just don't know if I'm into them, that's fine too, you know, like,
yes. And you can tell them that, and if they're a mature individual, they'll be like, okay. I mean, that's harder to, that's easier said than done, but like, I think that there's a lot of growth in saying no.
Yeah,
but don't just settle. Don't just like ghost. Also, like, tell people like where I'm at, like, sorry, I don't know if we're really clicking. Like, I think you're super cool, but I just don't know how, like, romantically you and I fit.
I'm going to say a hot take, too.
Love it. Okay.
And this might be controversial, and, like, I'm just saying it.
Oh, my god!
Leave God out of it. Like,
amen.
There's nothing worse than hearing God is just telling me to go a different direction. There's nothing worse than right. that. Like, you right. can just say, I feel like I need to go a different direction. You don't have to, you know,
right.
That's so I'm just going to throw that out there. Also.
No, we definitely over-spiritualize relationships, especially at the beginning, because no one knows what they're doing at the beginning of a relationship. Like people just, you know, go on dates. They truly try to figure it out. They have conversations. They learn. Like, no one's, like, we over-spiritualize the, like, moments like that, like, getting to know someone. So I agree 100%. Yeah. This is a little bit of a tangent going back to something you said, but I also feel like I fall in the camp of, like, after a date, you should be thinking, like, did I like them? Mm. Not did they like me? Yeah. Like, overthinking everything about you, which it kind of sounds like, Juliana, in your email, that's kind of what you said. Like, is it okay if I don't like them? And so I love already the headspace, because I feel like I've heard a lot of girls and guys that, you know, we all have our insecurities, but sometimes that can overtake us, especially in the dating world, because you want to put on your best front naturally.
Yeah.
But if you're always thinking like, oh my gosh, I thought they were cute, but I don't know if they thought I was this, that, and the other. I love the headspace of just being like, did I like them? Like, putting it mm-hmm. like on you to like mm. think about them like more that. Than about you in the beginning. So I like that you're already thinking about that. Because at the end of the day, if it's a no, it's a no. Yeah. And that's okay. Then that means there's someone else better that maybe you will like have that like clicking moment. Like Casey said, like, I think that can be out there. So it sounds like you're thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
So wait, how old is Juliana again?
She's 9 years younger than me. So I'm 20 redacted. So that would be,
yeah,
she's 18, 19.
It's funny because I know that math is easy. And I know someone's like, she's this old.
18, 19. I know. I can't do, again, we're not a math podcast.
Oh, okay, gosh. So she'd be like 19 then, yeah.
Right.
19 turning 20.
She graduated high school like last year, like 2023. So this is her first year out of high school. Yeah.
Yeah, 19, 20.
Yeah. Okay, unless, great. I think her, Juliana, I'm sorry, is your birthday in May? I have a feeling she has a spring birthday. Back. So
she's like, it's December. Yeah. Actually.
She's like, I hate you.
No, we love you so much. I mean, yeah. it just sound. I was more so curious because, you know, I think that's like a great time to, I don't know, like
explore,
you know, date people, yeah. explore, you know,
totally. Those are good questions to be asking at your age. Like, it's be sad if you're not yes, thinking about
exactly. absolutely
until it's like, okay, I'm 30 and it's like,
yes.
Yeah.
And know you have so much time. Like, don't date someone and feel like, oh man, I need to be with, you know, I have to settle and whatever, right. blah, blah, blah. No, don't
right.
do that.
Right.
Take no. your time.
Exactly.
Thanks for writing in, Juliana. In our family, we affectionately call her Jay. So thanks for writing in, Jay.
Jay, that's love cute. That. Was that the end of the email?
It was.
I
yep.
feel like we kind of went sideways. Yep. Okay,
nope,
good.
That was it. She said, then just thanks, ladies.
Yay. Well, thank you for writing in. Yeah. And this is a PSA. Anyone listening, we would love to hear your thoughts. Write totally. Us an email. You can be a Juliana and ask for advice. That was kind of fun. I don't feel like we get that a lot of like asking for advice.
Yeah.
So do that some more because yeah. we love that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that we can kind of segue maybe into our topic for tonight, which is times that we have confronted friends. And we have some interesting submissions. I'll use the word interesting. We put this on our Instagram story, and you guys did not hold back. So we want to share some of those. So Key, do you want to share one
funny
of those?
Way to do it. Yeah, I can begin. Also, we will leave, because this is somewhat of a sensitive topic, we'll just leave names out of it.
Yeah.
But if you sent it in, you know who you are. That sounds so like daunting. Anyway, it's fine. Okay. This listener said, time I confronted a friend. A friend would conveniently just forget her wallet every time that we would plan to go somewhere that costs money. I had to cover her several times and she'd never pay me back. So over a couple of months span, she owed me $400.
$400?
$400. I'm like, that's like more than I have right now. So I can't even imagine.
Oh my God.
Oh my, wow.
I'd be like, this is growing with interest. maybe not. That's a little extreme. But anyway, then she said, so I finally brought it up to her about paying me back before the end of the year. And thankfully she did. So I guess it kind of worked out fine. That's kind of like the end of the story. But I mean, that is hard.
How do you literally forget your wallet every time you go hang out with somebody?
It makes it seem like she knew that maybe this person would like
pay
anyway. Mm-hmm. So like maybe it was one of those like, I forgot my wallet.
Also, was this before Apple Pay?
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, right? I'm like, everyone has something on their phone at least. Yeah. Or like Venmo. Like Venmo her.
Or like everyone carries a checkbook with them.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
You're so dumb.
Meredith Hopp, and that's it.
And Cadence. Don't forget about Cadence.
Funny. And Cadence. Yeah.
Sorry, sorry.
And Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Cadence. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think I have this fear, because there are times that I owe people money, or like recently I was in Miami and like one person just got the parking bills. One person just paid for the car. One person just paid for this other thing. But then at the end of the trip, we all downloaded this app called Splitwise. Ooh. Shameless plug. It's actually really nice for like larger groups of people, because mm-hmm. you can put in the amount that you like paid for. So if parking was like $100 and you knew that there was five people in your party, it would like split it automatically.
Yeah.
And like just tie it to your Venmo. So I'm like, there's things like that too. I'm like, that her and this one other person doesn't really make sense, because you could just Venmo. But there are ways around getting out of like just sitting on owing somebody.
I remember in college when like Cash App started and Venmo. Like was when
that when it started?
That was like when we got it. Like,
we got it in college. Remember, we all came up with stupid names and like weird bad profile pictures.
And I would just request you guys a dollar like all the time.
Yeah, you would just no, it would be like 5 cents. It would be like something so
1 cent.
Yeah.
But that was like revolutionary. Like, oh my gosh, this is life changing.
Oh yeah.
I think the lesson we've learned from this story is like, it can go well. Like, don't be afraid to ask if there is something that somebody does owe you. I think especially with money, because everybody has a right, I feel like, to their money. I don't know. So the fact that her friend was like, oh yeah, like sounds good, like I think is just a good story that maybe was more in this listener's like head of like, this is what you owe me. And then at the end of the day, mm-hmm. if the friend was like, oh yeah, sounds good, it's like, okay, that can be settled really.
Yeah.
Easily.
Also, or like just be the friend and just be like, hey, how much do I like, how much should I Venmo you?
Yeah, totally.
Just start like,
right.
And then if they're like, no, don't worry about it, like, then let them then make that decision. But don't just sit there and be like,
yep.
Like, are you going to say thanks? Like, did you say thanks for the meal that you got paid for every single time? Yeah. And that's all you're, right. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. I agree. Thanks can go a long, long way. Yeah.
Case, did you have one that you were going to read? One of the...
Yes.
Okay.
So this one is a really, really interesting one.
Okay.
And I'm proud of this person because it sounds like a really scary thing to do. So, oh, shoot. I had it and I lost it. Okay. I'm back. So... this person had a friend in nursing school and they were super close. And when I asked her to be a bridesmaid in her wedding, she said yes. So obviously they were that kind of close. Throughout the school year, though, things were still just drama. She was always caring about her feelings and everything was always about her. And so I decided that I don't want my wedding to be all about her. Oh. So I fired her.
Oh,
talked to her once in person.
Cut off.
When I picked up her bridesmaid dress and shoes that I paid for. And then I haven't spoken to her since.
Ruthless.
But like, honestly, on your wedding day, like, what do you don't want to deal with that.
Totally.
Right.
I've heard so many stories like that of like, asking someone to be in your wedding and then like that person just not following through for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you want people at your wedding, in your wedding, who are there for you in your marriage. So if they're not there for you, like, that's so hard, though. Oh, good for her.
Good for her for saying, like, sorry, like, no more.
Yep.
You know, yeah. I don't know if I would have had the guts to be like, okay, I guess I'll just
I don't think I would have the guts. I would like to think that I would, but I don't think I, like, if I had to kick one of you guys out, obviously it's a completely different situation, but I don't think it'd be way easier. Yeah.
I mean, clearly, I guess if they haven't talked since, like, all right, yeah, I guess they're the best. Yeah,
totally.
You know, at the end of the day, I guess the connection, like, kind of. Maybe it was good in a way that it fell out. So, like, she didn't have to have this person up there that 2 months later she doesn't talk to at all.
Right. Or so, let's say you dodged a bullet. She was in the wedding and there was, like, there was drama or something. Yeah. And that's what you remember about your wedding. Yes. It's like this bridesmaid causing a ruckus, you know? Yeah. You don't want that.
Well, you also don't want to look back on your wedding photos and be like, who was that and why were they in my wedding?
Yeah.
Like, I always think about that. Like, I remember just growing up, my mom's like, make sure that you have people that, like, you know, that you can look back on and just be still connecting with them in your life. Totally. Because I think a lot of people just, like, are very, like, emotional in that moment. And you're like, wow, you're my best friend right now in this moment. And, like, I just, you need to be by my side. Instead of, like, really thinking the whole thing through of, like, yes, are you going to invest in me for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And my family and whatever. I think people are just like, wow, you're so fun. Be in my wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm laughing because do you remember in college? It's probably like month two of freshman year. It was like, it was the three of us and then like seven of our other like friends from our hall. And we were like, oh my gosh, when we get married, like, we're all going to be in each other's
wedding. Gosh.
Like, I think it's natural to think that when you're in a high, like, especially college, it's like you're doing life together. And now, obviously, like, our friendship has stuck even beyond college. You know, and we've been in each other's weddings, I guess, like, my wedding in the future.
It worked out with 15% of those people, I guess. You know, like,
right, LOL. But, like, thinking back, and we were like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have you in my wedding. I just – the only people that it would now is, like, the two of you, and obviously you will be. So it's like, okay, it worked out for a reason. Yeah. But I have actually had a confronting story now that this kind of brings back a memory. I was in a wedding, and I wouldn't say that I was, like, super close with her anymore. So I'm like, was honored to be in the wedding. So yeah, we weren't super close anymore. So I was shocked, but also like honored. I'm like, you know, if I'm being asked, I will do it. Granted, the wedding was like in California or something. So it was like super far away. So I'm like, I can only come to the wedding and not the bachelorette. And the maid of honor had texted me and was like, hey, like, pretty much, can you still pitch in for your portion of what you would have paid for the bachelorette?
No,
mind you,
not.
The spot that they found, like by the ocean or whatever, it was by some body of water, was like for the stay alone was like $400 per person.
What?
And then it was like on top of that is like obviously dinner, drinks, and buying the bride stuff. So I'm like, this could have easily been $1,000 trip because I also had to fly across the country.
Yeah.
So I kindly told her, I mean, for me, it was confronting at the time. Now I would have been like, heck no.
Yeah.
But like at the time I was like, thank you for asking me. But at this time, like I can only financially give to one like event. Like it's either I come for the wedding and stand up there or I come for, which I was like, I would, even if it was cheaper, I would rather not do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So this next submission, this person said, my friend squatted and peed in my dorm room in the middle of the night after too many drinks. and then we asked, like, when you confronted her, like, how did she respond? And she said, she did say she felt so bad. My roommate and I were sleeping, but woke up to the sound of her stream of pee, turned on the light and saw her squatting against the wall. She didn't remember it. So we had to tell her about it. Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's a little embarrassing for the friend. Like, I think I wouldn't recover.
At least it was like a funny confrontation and not like,
right.
Like, there, you know what I mean,
like bad.
Yes, and you can kind of
come
like
out of anger.
It was like, over
by
them
the way, do you know?
Yeah,
right. I was like, by the way, I have a story for you.
I was going to say, between like, okay, the three of us, whoever would show up in our room and start peeing would probably be Mare. That would be my guess.
Probably be Mare.
After yeah, the last
she looked away. She knew it.
Yeah. Oh, my mom loved that pee story. Oh, if you haven't listened, you guys, go back and listen to the previous episode. Your mom loved it. She thought it was the funniest thing ever. I was like, okay.
So there's this.
She thought it was hilarious.
One of my friends from high school, his grandma told my mom, like, oh, I follow Meredith's podcast thing on Instagram. I just think it's so funny to like hear them and see them. And so, and I was like, oh my gosh, Nancy listened to me tell about how I peed in a cup and made my friend drink it.
Like, that's funny.
Like, I don't know. I was like kind of mortified. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, people actually like, listen to this.
You're like, please, hilarious. Please look at me the same. Yeah. Anything I say on this podcast, please.
Just I'm about to be a mother.
With the same eyes.
I'm going to be a mother.
I'm going to tell your daughter that you peed in somebody's drink. Oh,
her first word out of the womb.
Pee.
Pee. Oh, that's funny. Wow, that was a good one.
I do like that story, and thank you for who you are for submitting that.
Yeah.
Because I think it goes to show, like, confrontation has this negative, like, aspect to it. But it can be as simple as, like, kind of putting someone in their place. And sometimes it can just be, like, for kicks and gigs. Like, I like that she's like, hey, by the way, you did this. Yeah. Because the friend probably wouldn't have known. Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe she would have woken up and then been like, what the heck? But, like, at that point, like, I don't know if she would have registered that it was herself. You know, so sometimes it can actually be funny. So I like that story because of that reason. Yeah. It doesn't all have to be, like, a big bad yes, like negative thing totally. It could just be like enlightening someone with something stupid that, yeah. And let me tell you, I feel like I get confronted all the time stupid things that I say, so like I'm kind of right there with you, to be honest.
What are you talking about? You have such a clear vocabulary.
I literally don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. you're right on the cusp.
Right on the cusp.
Was that
off the cusp.
That's it. Yeah, you combined.
Can't even remember what I said.
No, yeah, that's so funny.
Off the cusp.
All right,
that was a good one.
Do you have another one?
Okay. All right, so we have another listener submission. This one says that she confronted a friend when a friend was dating a guy who just wasn't it, and she had found out that he was cheating on her several times. That sucks.
That's so hard.
That sucks to be the friend to have to break it to someone. And that's kind of like all the context that is there. But I would like to think that in the end, the friend would be like, oh my gosh, okay. Like appreciative of knowing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're in a relationship that if the person is doing something like cheating or infidelity or whatever, you kind of have blinder, like the love blinders on.
Yeah.
And so because like I've been cheated on before too, so I kind of get that, like you kind of have those like rose colored glasses on. So I think the fact that this listener like told the friend, and hopefully the friend was like, thank you for telling me, now I know the gut feeling in me was right all along, you know. Yeah. I think that's good to confront that. Actually, do you remember in college there was that guy that I was talking to a little bit, and that my roommate kind of told me about it? Like that was the first time that I ever like learned about him. You know, we weren't really together, but it was still.
Yeah. Well, you were like talking. You were like pursuing a relationship. Totally.
Right. Yeah. True. True. So in that moment too, it's like it sucks to hear, but I'm like, if you wouldn't have told me that.
Yeah.
I would have just kept living my life. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's a good one. Always confront the friend when you have information about the relationship that will literally like help them out in the long run.
Yeah.
Especially, I think just especially when it comes to cheating, I think like that's just like a really like sensitive one. And I think a lot of friends probably hold it in because they don't want to hurt the girl or hurt the friend or hurt the whatever, but just. You gotta look.
You're not
them
the
know.
One hurting them.
Yeah,
you're not the one.
You
doing
are the
it.
Bearer exactly. of bad news, cheater. But you're not. Yeah, you're not the
exactly.
One. Yeah. All right, we have one more submission. It said, "I confronted her, and she basically said, this is just how I am.' It was a huge slap in the face, to be honest. Which that, yeah, gross. Like I feel like so much of confrontation is like the reaction is always so telling.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. 100%. Yeah. True.
100%. So we responded to this and said, like, was it a character thing you were confronting her about? And she said, well, she was a few years younger, and every time we hung out, she just talked about herself and all the drama and stuff that was going on. I was thinking, I'm out of high school. I don't really care about that stuff anymore, or really ever. I just felt disappointed every time I left from hanging out. I sent her a message telling her how I was feeling, and the short of it was, I'm sorry, but that's just how I am. Definitely different maturity levels. Which makes sense. Yeah, if you're, yeah, especially like high school, you know. High school versus post high, yeah, is very, there's a maturity gap for sure.
Even obviously from freshmen to seniors, like, there's, yeah, you just, things seem like a big deal. And then you realize later on in life that, yeah, didn't matter, yep, at all. Why did I even,
totally,
care?
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think honestly, a lot of people would probably keep that in, like, and not even want to confront something, mm-hmm, like that. So I think the fact that you were like willing and open to having like a conversation, no matter what the response would have been. But the fact that she was like, okay, well, that's just like who I am, like, kind of is like, all right, like, maybe this is like the end of the road for this friendship for me. It was good in one season and it's, yeah, not anymore, because I want deeper conversation, or I want different conversation, whatever it is. Like, I agree, Mara. I'm a big proponent of, like, because I've confronted a handful of people in my, that sounds wrong, but I have
yelled at a bunch of my friends.
I go around confronting people,
thrown hands. I think that's just an art that I've learned, because I would say that my, like, home growing up was very non-confrontational. So any, like, kind of, like, frustration I would have, I just, like, would never voice it. So I think it's something that I've had to almost learn in my adulthood of, like, how do I bring up this topic that's slightly uncomfortable, but I know in the end might benefit, yeah, us. Or, to be transparent, me going to, say, my boyfriend for a couple things, I'm like, I want to, like confront this, like, thing together, and I want to hear your perspective. It's not me, like, attacking the person, yeah, too, of like, you're doing X, Y, and Z wrong. Like, I don't think that's ever, like, that shouldn't be your heart, but it should be like, hey, I'm bringing this thing up so we can, like, work on it together. So I think, yeah, there's, like, different angles, and, like, hearing the person's response for that, because it's, mm-hmm, uncomfortable to talk about. It's probably a little uncomfy to hear too.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I would 100% agree of, like, how they respond also says a lot about their character, because if it's defensive, yeah, okay, if it's just like, well, that's who I am, it's like, okay, you're not willing to, like, take on this challenge.
Yeah.
And that also says a lot, and that, you know, that's okay, but that's, I want someone who's willing to, like, challenge me in a better way to, like, help me be a better person. I don't, totally, even know if that made any sense, but.
No, it does. I think confrontation, yeah, is
that I wanted,
like,
to go on.
That's great.
You want,
yeah,
you're
one time
to help the
so
betterment of their
I
character.
I have talked about this a little bit on here, but I have gone through, like, a course called Faith Walking, which is basically like a yeah, course on, like, self-awareness, like how you handle yourself in certain situations. So in this course, you do this exercise where you ask three people close to you, like, tell me something I maybe don't know about myself. It can be good or it can be bad. And you are supposed to pay attention to how you respond, like how your body feels, what you think. Like, so say someone says, like, something really good, like a compliment. If your reaction is like, that's not true, that's telling about yourself, you know? So anyways, I asked my sister, and she said, well, one thing, like, when we FaceTime, you don't really ask me about me a lot. Like, you kind of talk and talk about yourself, and then, like, that's it. And then, okay, bye, you know? And my reaction was so interesting to me, because I wanted to, like, defend it and be like, well, you never you, like, I just expect you to talk, you know, instead of, like, being able to slow down and be like, oh, I didn't realize that that's how, you know, yeah, or even, like, apologizing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways, reactions are just so interesting, how we react to things. And I think we don't even notice it. Like, I wouldn't have noticed that I'm maybe a defensive person had I not been intentionally wondering about that. Yes. Yeah.
Feedback. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Having that like self-awareness is so crucial in just like healthy relationships.
Yeah. True. True. And everybody's so different. Like, actually, I was just talking about this with someone at work. They're like, oh, I feed off of, you know, feedback is kind of what we say. Like, I feed off of feedback. Like, I need somebody to tell me exactly what I'm doing right. Mm-hmm. More so though, what I'm doing wrong so that I can improve. And I'm like, that's cool. I should probably be more like that. Like, I like to know what I'm doing right. And then I'll keep doing those things. But yeah. If I was actively like, what are like three things that I need to work on? I think I would go into defensive mode. I don't know inherently what that means about me. I probably need to do some more faith introspective walking. Work on that one. But I like that you said that, like, just is a level of like healthy relationships and maturity, like it is. And so I think having that perspective of kind of like what I said before, of like, doesn't all have to be bad. Like, confronting doesn't have to be all bad. It can be confronting in like a really positive way and like learning from it. No matter like what angle like you're going at it for.
I think when we confront, it is really coming from a place of wanting to mold each other's character. Mm. And so if you think of it like that, it will help you really take in something that you don't love hearing.
Yeah.
Totally. In more of a positive light. Because if this person didn't care about me, they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, Case.
Which is really hard to come to terms with, that like if you liked me you'd only say nice things, but like it's like I think about Bryce and I's marriage and our relationship. It's like if he's doing something that I don't like, I'm not telling him because I don't like him. I'm telling him because I love him and I want him to be the best version of himself possible.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we just forget about that in a friendship standpoint. Like it doesn't have to be romantic. It's like correction is love.
Yeah
So, correction, that's another way to put it. That's
it's
good.
That iron love. Sharpens iron. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is really good.
Actually, I was just talking about, it's so funny how like at the end of the day, I'm like, Lord, you're really trying to tell me something. Mm-hmm. Because I think I listened to a podcast clip in the morning and it was talking about iron sharpens iron. And then at work, we were talking about that and how like the parable of the talents and like how to kind of like take ownership of things. I'm like, and my response was, I think we need to put ourselves in spaces that does like that do sharpen us, and sometimes we get too comfortable and then we're not like sharpening each other, so we just stay too complacent with our lives
or comfortable.
And if iron is sharpening iron, we are taking each other to that next level. So it's like I can tell you something, you can tell me something, and we know where it's coming out of because it's rooted in that like love and that like deep like yearning for like wanting to be the best version of yourself and pulling that out of someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that's like what sounds like is like, I mean, everybody that's married, I feel like has said something along those lines of like, that's what like you should want. I wouldn't know. I'm not married, but I, in any relationship, like I think that's really like key to like bring that out of someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. Okay. For me, it brings down the mood. I have kind of a fun one. I'm wondering, what do you guys think in 20 years people will be nostalgic for today, from today's era?
Oh, that's fun.
So like when you get on Instagram and you see like 2000s life or like that's so 90s, you know, like Mary Kate and Ashley movies. Yeah, that's totally nostalgic for you guys.
Huh.
But like people growing up today, what's going to be nostalgic 20 years from now?
Oh, man.
I immediately, well, partly because I have a similar water bottle sitting here, is Stanley's.
You think?
Okay.
I think, well, yeah, it's going to be like, it's symbolic of a certain time. You know, it was a very specific trend. I don't know if people will be like, oh, yeah, that was awesome. But I think it'll be like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, we were all obsessed with those, you know, like Tamagotchis. We were all obsessed with Tamagotchis or, you know,
but it's like that era.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. The first thing that came to mind was Air Force Ones.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Just like a certain shoe.
Yeah.
I feel like could be iconic for right now. Air Force Ones. I feel like have been in for a while, but New Balances right now, specifically like the 9060s and the 550s. Like those are like almost so in that I think they will trail off. But in 20 years, it'll be like, oh, you have those like vintage, like it'll be like vintage shoes that someone has. I'm literally like looking at my dirty AF Air Forces. I don't even know if you can see them over there. Like they're so ripped apart and so gross. But I'm like, I don't know. I think people look at them and think, I don't know. What is vintage? Is it 30 years past?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a good question. But I want to say that's what it is. So not that, but just like takes you back to this time.
Yeah.
There was another thing. Oh, trucker. I wonder if trucker hats would be like that nostalgia, like the evolution of hats. It's kind of gone from ball cap to trucker hat to I don't know what the next thing will be, but
five panel
trucker hat. Five. Who knows? Actually, just like a fishing hat, like one just of those like bucket hats. Yeah. I don't know. So trucker hats and Air Force Ones are kind of though, I think.
Yeah.
Case, what about you?
For me, I'm kind of thinking of like what is super, super popular right now. What's super, super like just this era. And Mare, what are those books you're reading again?
Oh, A Court of Thorns and Roses.
I think that's going to be.
That's a great one.
I think that's going to be the thing because everyone's really into that whole series right now. And then what are the other, what's the other series that everyone's really into?
A Throne of Glass.
Sure. No, by that different author though.
Different author.
Has like oceans and fourth waves wing on the
I don't know. Book. If a book don't have fairies in it, I'm not reading it. So if it's not a man with wings, I don't want it.
I think just there's a couple books series right now that are really, 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 really popular. And they the thing is like
that's a great one.
They're still gonna be good, but it's just like this is all the craze right now in this moment that everyone won't shut up about. So
yes.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
I was trying to think of like movies. Yeah, movies that are out now that are like
I wouldn't say there's any movie that's so crazy
either.
I mean people are into Dune 2. I haven't seen it, so I really can't speak from experience, but I don't think it's started a revolutionary movement among
a
group of people, but like this book series has definitely got a lot of women in a chokehold.
Yes. I'll say. Myself included.
Yeah.
Self-inflicted chokehold.
Schitt's Creek, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
like a Schitt's
Creek. Could be
Creek
like a Friends moment where it's like we're still watching it. Kind of nostalgic. Yeah. Like, kind of not. Totally. I don't know.
AirPods.
People will be like, oh, you think?
Maybe. I mean, there's going to be something better.
Yeah.
Right?
It's 20 just years from now. Chips
what
in
if
our
it's
ear?
iPhones, you guys? What if we all realize that iPhones actually suck and we actually need to be switching over to a different.
We all go to Android together.
Google runs the earth and we all start using Pixels.
I don't think it'll go
actually,
that
the phones
far
are pretty neat, though.
No. That's really funny.
Checkers maybe, or have checkers always been
checkers?
In
what
like that the pattern
print? I thought you meant the board game.
I also thought you meant the board game. I was like
no,
is so old.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm like, wasn't the board game checkers invented in 2024? No, the pattern.
I mean,
like
maybe
gingham type thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I know it's getting a lot of traction right now and a lot of steam, but not in just a black and white way. It could be like a chevron.
Yeah.
It could, I think we're experiencing the chevron currently.
I think it's the new chevron.
It's a new chevron. And I mean, I'm just not going to participate just like I didn't with the chevron. I'm not going to do it here. And
I'm going to overdo it to the point of.
Just like you did with the chevron. Perfect.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny. Oh, another thing I thought of is like that there's a specific style of like design for like invites or wedding invites that's a very like coastal look, like very like whimsical coastal and hand-drawn things. Like I'm gonna post something on our story so you all can like know exactly what I mean because I don't really know how to describe it, but in design I feel like that's gonna feel like that's so
things are really simple right now in terms of design, so it'll be interesting to see 20 years from now, you know, when you look at like a house or something. And you're just like, wow, that house is so that decade.
Yeah.
You know, at least
black
it's
windows.
Bloopers.
Yeah.
Beige.
Beige babies.
Beige babies. Bland beige moms. Bland beige,
you know, mom. Like all the toys are beige, and I'm not gonna be one of
maybe
those.
Maybe Trader Joe's.
I'm going full Fisher Price mode, guys.
I mean, better.
I mean, there's a reason. So like funny. kids like bright, contrasting colors. It like helps develop their brain. So like, yeah, I'm gonna get all the like chewy gross toys.
You better.
It's literally so funny.
Full Fisher Fisher Price over here.
Actually, their nursery is just like neon colors.
It's Chevron.
Just
it's Chevron on one wall, checkered on another, and then checkered boards on the other.
Yes.
Ew, wait, actually, that is to put into perspective, like when we were kids and, you know, looking back through scrapbooks or whatever your parents did, it's like in 1995 or six, like this is what was in. This is who was president.
Oh my gosh.
This was like the average cost of this, that, yeah. and the other. Like when your kids are going to be going to college
in like 20, and they're like 40 turning something. Like
20, yeah. 24, yeah. ew, 2044.
Yeah. 42.
I don't know. I'm not even going to try and guess.
I mean, 20 years from now is 2044. They'll be 18. So minus two, 2042. We are a math podcast for this one moment.
No, but we're 2024. So it should be 2044.
That's 20 years from now, though.
Yeah. What did you say?
Well, if they're going to college, they'll be 18.
Oh, so, I see. Sorry. I was still adding the.
But if they go to a 4-year college, they'll be the class of 2046.
That's not
I'm
real.
I'm not even tracking with what's going
unless
on.
Unless that doesn't sound our kids will like be May year. Unless we hold them back a year.
Why would we hold them back? Know? I went. Look at us.
I
you
know.
Went, you were July. Why were
oh, I
back?
Know. I should
you're
have been
even
held
worse.
Back, though, guys.
You're even worse.
I was not good at
Mayor's
school.
Mayor's like, I should have been.
I should have been. You were fine. I didn't know any different. It's fine. You're
I didn't
fine.
Know any different. You didn't see my grades.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I told you my grades. Told you my grades because I was proud of my GPA.
Yeah,
and you guys
you
wouldn't
fine.
Tell me yours.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I refused to tell you.
Yeah, but my classes, we made sock puppets. Okay, my classes were education classes. Not they were not hard to.
I had to take a couple of religion classes. That was tough.
Yeah, and yeah. conducting.
Oh, that was hard.
Well,
okay. Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, thank you for submitting. Times where you've confronted people yeah. and thanks for the yeah. email, Juliana.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out. We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Pew,
pew, pew. And as always, please follow us. Literally, we're everywhere. Yeah. So we're on TikTok. Honestly,
we're under your bed.
You can't escape us.
Great.
We're kind of everywhere.
You cannot escape.
Hide your kids. Hide
did
your
you
wife.
Say we're under her yeah. bed?
Look
hide
under
your
bed.
Kids,
we're there.
Hide your wife.
Surprise.
Because they, everybody out there.
Everybody out there.
I'm nostalgic for that. I'm nostalgic for yeah. that, I'll tell you that.
I was just about to say that. I'm
so
like, that
funny.
Is something that I think about
yeah.
on a weird
yeah.
level, but it's fine. But we're on Instagram. Follow us there. Yes. It's Been Forever Podcast. Our email is always open.
Yep.
It's Been Forever Pod at gmail.com. I'm pretty sure TikTok is also It's Been Forever Podcast. Find us there. We're on Facebook. We have like 3 followers.
Woo-hoo!
So shout out to whoever you are. You know who
or
you are.
Your
we
moms probably.
Don't. Probably. But go follow us on there. You'll get to see our clips that we make here. I was going to say live. LOL.
We make
live. But we make them live podcasts. No. And on that note, tune back in next week for another episode.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.